Ah, good morning, Bianca. Good to see you.
Thank you for sparing me some time.
Oh, not at all. I'm sure it will be in my best interests.
I hope so. As you know, I'm keen to develop a training and development strategy to pull together and focus our development efforts.
Yes, I'm all for it. And how can I help you?
I am forming a training and development strategy, and what I want to do with the strategy is pull everything together. I like to start by setting it in some kind of context and look at the external and internal factors that have an important influence on the business.
I see. Well, things in the country are pretty good at the moment. In the external environment, we are currently enjoying a period of political and economic stability. Of course, being in financial services, tax and financial regulations are always changing. And it's sometimes a struggle to keep up.
I can believe that.
However, I'm glad to say that our investment in training has given us the position of market leader, well ahead of our competition.
That's excellent, but to move on to internal matters, will that financial commitment continue?
You can be assured that I'm right behind training and I'll back it up with money.
I'm sure that's appreciated by everybody. Often companies say people are their greatest resource, but it isn't always the case. Yes, that's right. I'm going to make HR and training more self-service to cut down on administration. Are there any other factors relating to the company I should consider?
Yes, things we need to think about are the fact that we are expanding rapidly and that I'd like the people who were here from the beginning to grow with the company.
And play a bigger part?
It's my belief that the company will continue to grow. And very soon, they will have to take on more senior roles, and I want them to be prepared.
So, you are looking for some kind of fast-track management development program?
Yes, something like that.
Thanks. That's extremely helpful. If you agree, I'd like to...